Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Day two of Parenting Myths.
Parenting Myths.
Right. Today is the big R, respect. Aretha Franklin sang about it.
You remember? No, you heard about it.
Of course I remember that.
Okay.
It was in a movie. And so we're going to talk about respect today. Because right. I'm if there's if we were doing this hierarchically, mm-hmm. punishment is usually the first thing that parents talk about. And mm-hmm. usually when they talk about punishment, it's because they feel like their kids aren't being respectful.
My children are not respectful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about respect today because...
If I would have talked to my parents the way my children talked to me, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had any teeth.
Right. Yeah.
You've heard that before.
Oh, plenty of times. So we're going to talk about respect because it's a... And while we're calling it a myth. Because I'm calling it a myth because parents... What is your definition of respect? And that's what I would like for parents to really think about. When you say respect, what are you really thinking about? What are you really talking about? You know what they're usually talking about.
And the other myth is how you get there.
Right.
What you have to do to get the kind of respect. But you're right. It begins with, what do you want? What are you asking for?
Right.
Right.
Most of the time, when parents talk about respect or say that their kid is being disrespectful, what they're saying is their child is non-compliant. Most of the time, parents define respect by compliance. If the kid does what they want, what the parent tells them to do, that child is therefore respectful. And they not only do what they're supposed to do, but do it joyfully. Do it without complaining. Do it with a smile on their face. That's what parents are defining as respectful.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking tone of voice.
Right.
You know, how is it coming across?
Right.
Because parents are judging respect by what the child says mm-hmm. and the tone of voice.
Right.
In the South, respect is demonstrated by yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
Right.
We don't have that in the North.
Right.
Okay. But it's also by tone of voice.
Right.
Okay, because that's how we signal respect is tone of voice.
Right.
And facial expression.
Right.
Okay. You roll your eyes, sign of disrespect.
Right.
You get loud.
Mm-hmm.
You change your pitch.
You slam the door.
Sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't respect me.
And
you're not doing, but you're right. You're not doing what I ask,
right.
So you don't respect. So Mike, I conclude that you don't respect me.
Right. 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 And you know, I love it when I talk to parents and they say, well, they're being disrespectful. They're not being compliant. And they say, well, mm-hmm. what are you asking them to do? Well, I need him to take the trash out.
Right.
And say, okay, so what happens when you ask him to take the trash out? Well, he rolls his eyes. He says that he'll do it in a minute. Right. And, you know, and then
sigh
I have to ask him multiple
sigh
times.
Sigh of disgust.
Right.
He says, I'll do it later.
And then I say, what eventually happens? Well, he takes the trash out. But the whole time he's doing it, he's like huffing and puffing and rolling
right.
his eyes.
Yeah.
And I said, but if the goal is for him to take the trash out,
right.
why get into this battle mm-hmm. over facial expressions, over any of that stuff? If your boss comes and asks you to do a menial task that right. anybody could do, but it's a menial task, mm-hmm. something that you don't like to do, something that interrupts what you're doing at the time,
right.
you know, you're, at least in your mind, you're going to be rolling your eyes. You're going to be huffing. You're going to be, you may do it, but you're going to do it unhappily.
Right. Right. I think you know, when I think about these requests,
mm-hmm.
and parents say, well, I wanted him to take the trash out, but I wanted it to be done in this way. But I wanted him to do it willingly.
Right.
Okay. And I wanted him to do it without any of these signs
right.
of resistance or
right.
disrespect. Those are two different things.
Right.
Okay. If you want to teach your child how to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
how to, that's one issue that you
right.
do one way.
Right.
If you just want somebody to take the trash out, then that's a completely different issue.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't link those two. The mistake we make is we link those two things.
Right.
You know, I want you to like doing something you don't like to do.
Right.
Or at least I don't want you to sow your displeasure uh-huh. in doing something that you really don't want to do.
Right.
When I ask my kids to do something that I know they're not going to like, mm-hmm. I expect them to express it in some
right.
way.
Right. Right.
But how they talk to me and react to me, if I want to teach that, I have to do something completely different
right.
and not connected to taking out the trash.
Right. Because as soon as you ask them to do something they don't want to do, there's at least a twinge right. of a conflict there.
Of an immediate visceral response.
Right.
Oh, I was going to finish playing this video game, you know, and
right.
now you're imposing this on
right.
me.
Right, right. And so you have to manage these situations differently, as you said, mm-hmm. but we have to separate the two
That's right.
aspects. You have to separate what you're wanting them to do right. from respect. Respect is an attitude,
right.
But it's an attitude about a person, not about an activity.
Right.
If I'm going to respect you, I'm going to respect you.
Right.
That's different than respecting what you're asking me to do.
That's right. That's right.
Those are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You respect a person, not an activity.
Right. And I always say, I don't care if they like doing it. I just want right. the bed to be made.
Right.
You can express all the displeasure you want, but just make the bed.
Right.
You know, that's what our bosses expect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't care whether we like the task or not.
Right.
They just need to have the task done within a certain amount of time.
Right.
You know, there's no concern about whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, if you walk into the kitchen, any adult, if you walk into the kitchen and you go to get a spoon, and there's no spoons in the
mm-hmm.
drawer,
mm-hmm.
and you look in the dishwasher, and all the spoons are there, and the dishwasher hasn't been run, they're all dirty,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go,
right. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're going to start the dishwasher.
Right.
In expressing the displeasure with that in much the same way that your kid would express the displeasure if you mm-hmm. asked them to turn the dishwasher on.
Or we would express displeasure with a spouse or
yeah.
a partner for asking us to stop what we're doing
right.
and do a different task.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, it's really important that we differentiate these things, that we separate the activity from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Displeasure about an activity is not... It is not the same as respect for a person.
Right. It's not equivalent to respect.
Right.
Okay. And I think that's the important thing, is define very clearly
mm-hmm.
what you consider respect.
Right.
And how you want to achieve that.
Right.
And don't tie it to other activities.
Right.
Right. That's the fatal flaw.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's the big message with the whole issue of respect. You have to separate those things.
Right. And there's one other aspect to it, and that is that with all of these myths, whether it's punishment, respect, or anything else we're going to talk about, the most important task for a parent is to model what you want.
Right.
If you speak to your children with respect, you're modeling what you want.
Right.
Okay. And they're going to do what they learn from you.
Right.
If you speak to them in a condescending manner, you're probably going to get condescending back,
right.
not because they disrespect you, but that's what they're learning.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're teaching them how to do.
Yeah.
So please model what you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's what you're going to get back.
You're right. They're learning it. They're learning how to converse from you. And
right.
If you tend to be sarcastic,
mm-hmm.
if you tend to be condescending, they're gonna learn how to do that.
They're gonna do that too.
Right.
Yeah. So absolutely. So, all right. So we'll be back next time with
mm-hmm.
another parenting myth. And until then,
we could be the Mythbusters of, you know,
the parenting Mythbusters.
The parenting Mythbusters.
Do we get to blow things up?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Myths.
I mean, like physically. I want to. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, so that would be fun. I don't think that they would like it here in the office complex too much.
That's right.
If we did on the weekend, nobody else is here on the weekend.
Nobody's here on weekends but us.
We use Cassie's
and the yard
office.
Man.
That's right. Yeah, he's here every once in a while.
The yard man and you and I are the only two.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.